Welcome to the Nobody Guide to Life, where we provide tips and tools for personal growth, personal development, and your spiritual journey that you can use right now in your everyday life. I'm J.A. Plosker. You can always find out more at thenobodyguidetolife.com and on our YouTube channel, The Nobody Guide to Life. Thank you for joining us. The Nobody Guide to Life is a year old. Well, technically we're a year and 1 week old, but still, this podcast has now been on for a year. Can you believe it? Just think, this time last year, I was just some guy in a home office with a mic and a dream. And today, well, I'm still just some guy in a home office with a mic, but I've gotten to see this dream come true. And I've also been able to create some new dreams along the way. So where were you a year ago? What were the things that you were doing, saying, and dreaming about? What were your goals for personal and spiritual growth? What steps have you taken to bring those goals a step or two closer? Take some time to reflect on that. Are you nearer to where you want it to be? Are you a little farther away? A year is a long time in a life, and so much can change. But then again, so much can stay the same. And that's not always a bad thing. It's just something to think about. And as I reflect today, I'd like to thank you, my listeners, for all of your support. As many of you know, podcasting is a very competitive area. And in my particular space of personal growth and spirituality, the field is really crowded. But here we are, still going strong. And it's because of you that I keep this show going. I also want to thank my guests, and it's because of you that I have a show to produce. Over 30 amazing guests have come through here, musicians, healers, authors, coaches, psychics, and more, and each one of you has brought something so special to the show. We've learned about life after death, getting healthy, body work, yoga, and so much more, and you've given us all so many things to think about, so many tips. So many tools, so many things we can do right now in our everyday lives to live in a more fulfilled way. And I've actually instituted a lot of the tips and tools that guests have brought to the show. And some of my guests have even become friends. And a few have even had lunch at my house. So how great is that? I just want to say thank you to all of you, listeners, guests, and other friends of the show. Your support has given me the courage to keep podcasting, to start the Nobody Guide to Life YouTube channel, and to get out there in the world as the Nobody Guy to spread the Nobody message, realizing who we could be if we weren't so sure who we are, realizing that looking away to the future or some other place in time isn't the way to grow, but that it's the ordinary, anonymous events of everyday life that are the keys to personal and spiritual growth. The events that are right here, right now, right in the life around us, to spread the message that the true personal and spiritual growth path means having the courage to disappear, step aside, and hold space instead of filling it in order to create more room for your light and others' lights to shine even brighter. Being nobody means tapping into an ancient state of receptivity and openness as you go through life. Being nobody means understanding that the greatest gift we can give isn't money or things, but our full attention. Being nobody means stepping out of who you think you are, your preferences, your ego, and stepping into who you really are, a mirror to the world, open to endless possibility. Hopefully, the tips and tools on this show give you some simple things to do to help you get centered, balanced, and to give you the strength to tap the endless possibilities for growth right here in the life you have, right here in everyday life. Now, over the last year, this podcast has kept me accountable as I try to live that nobody mission, as I get to know who I could be when I'm not so convinced of who I think I am. So here are some things that I've tried to do. I've made the tool of mindfulness a major focus of my life, trying to bring that state of calm, non-judgmental awareness of the moment to everything I do. And of course, noticing when I fail to do it, which is quite often. But whether it's in my interactions with others or washing dishes or even doing a mindful meditation. I'm trying to be present, focused, to give people that I meet the space to express and to be without me getting in the way. Mindfulness is hard, and sometimes I have to say it feels impossible, but I'm trying. I'm trying as best I can to stay present for my life as it unfolds and learning to be a little more patient with myself and others as I go along. I'm learning to live a little less out of preference and desire and more in the moment. Now, it's a struggle some days, but you know, my wife told me the other day that my energy, at least in her opinion, has changed somehow, that I seem calmer, less anxious, and that's big. It means, hopefully, that I'm identifying less with who I've come to believe I am or who others believe I am, and more with who I want to be moment to moment. I've also started using the powerful tool of decluttering my space. Clearing out the space around us, I believe, helps to make the space inside of us a lot more peaceful, a lot more gentle, a lot less, well, crowded. We've been cleaning out around the house here and using some of those cool apps to give some once cherished items a new home. And we've also met some really interesting people. Are you clearing out your space and making room for growth and new adventures? Think about decluttering. It's really done wonders for us. And I've started eating better. I'm reducing foods that create inflammation, and I'm adding more vegetables, more fruits, more whole grains to my diet. And you know what? It's working. I feel amazing. And there are also some positive side effects that I didn't expect. I'm finding my skin is improving. I didn't expect that. My sleep is improving. My eyes feel clearer. It's hard to explain, but something's changing. So what are you doing to bring your health more in line with your personal and spiritual goals? The point of all this is that this journey over the past year has motivated me. This show has prompted me to be more aware of what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, and who I do it with. And I'm hoping to get some more YouTube videos up soon to share the journey with you. I want us all to be a part of this together. And the first anniversary is a big milestone. And it's interesting. First anniversaries are something that, at least in the US, are known as the paper anniversary. I guess all anniversaries have an associated symbol with them. Why paper for the first one? Who knows? There are a lot of theories out there. But for me, paper is absolutely the right material to represent the journey of personal and spiritual growth and to represent this show. It's just the right thing to represent the nobody concept. So let's take a look at humble paper and think about how it symbolizes this nobody journey that you and I are on together, this journey of personal and spiritual growth. So the first thing that I want you to do right now is picture a piece of paper in your mind. You can picture yourself holding it. You can picture yourself smelling it, hearing it. Use all your senses and really get a good picture of a piece of paper in your mind. So what's the first thing that you notice about it? Now, for me, I notice that it's blank. It's the first thing I thought of when I was doing this exercise. And that's appropriate because when I started my formal journey into spiritual and personal growth over 2 decades ago, I was in many ways blank. Yes, like everyone else, I had life experiences. But in terms of the lingo, where to look, where to start the journey, it was very blank. But blank doesn't only mean empty. It also means receptive. It means open. It means willing. It means available. When my daughter and I sit at the table with a crisp, fresh white sheet of paper and a box of crayons, of course, anything can happen. We can choose any color, go in any direction. I want you to think about your journey in that way. Whatever you're starting with, wherever you're starting from, start from there. An open heart, an open mind, a blank slate, a willingness to be open to any experience right from here. blank paper, a good image for all of us to keep in mind. What else do you think of when you think of paper? So how about its lightness and its flexibility, its fluidity? If you hold a piece of paper and wiggle it around, it moves, it makes waves. In the wind, it blows wherever the breeze takes it. I remember dropping a folder full of papers onto the ground on a windy day, and they swirled all around. And I must have looked ridiculous trying to get everything back in the folder. So even though that memory is awful, the image of paper blowing in the breeze is still nice. On this journey of personal and spiritual growth, we need to be fluid, willing to bend and blow in the breeze. Why? Because you never know what opportunities may come your way. You never know what synchronicities await you day to day. You need to be ready to take advantage of the winds, whatever blows in, a lecture, a class, a new point of view, a person you haven't met before who has a message for you. Go where the winds take you and swirl around a bit. We change by being changeable. The last thing I think about when I think about paper is versatility. The uses of paper are really only limited by your imagination. I remember there was a contest when I was in sixth grade where we had to make paper airplanes. So out of 20 competitors, mine soared around for the longest time. I think it was around 15 seconds. So I started with a sheet of copy paper and created something that stayed airborne. It's pretty amazing to me at the time. It's pretty mind-blowing. Paper can be used to print newspapers with world-changing headlines, or it can wrap fish for your evening meal. Paper can make you rich if it's green and has the right numbers on it, or it can make you poor if you buy too many losing lottery tickets. It can be anything. Paper adapts to many uses. And for us, that's so important on this journey of growth. The more we explore, the more we can adapt to do many things. The less we're stuck in one way of being or thinking, the more useful we are to the universe. We can be tough business people one moment and then play the role of a supportive spouse in the other. We can be a devoted child one moment and then take on the role of attentive friend to someone else the next moment. Don't be that person who is always the same, always feeling the same, appearing the same, stuck in a rut, playing one role. Learn, explore, challenge yourself, and discover, and be a person who is skilled in many aspects of life and growth. Now, paper seems so flimsy and so plain, but it's actually those qualities of it that bring it its power. Paper is humble. It's blank. It waits to be called into action. And then it does its job. It seeks no glory, but it lets glory be written upon it. That's what it means to step into the power of nobody. That's what it means to be a person who is truly on the road of personal and spiritual growth. Year 2 of the Nobody Guide to Life is upon us, and we have so many great shows lined up for you, so many amazing guests, and I have some videos planned for the YouTube channel as well. But I also want to be receptive and open to what you want to see and hear as we grow together. If you have ideas for shows, suggestions for guests, or topics you'd like to hear about or see on video, let me know. You can find me on Twitter and Facebook at Nobody's View, or you can join the Facebook community, Simple Spirituality, and tell us there. You can also reach out to me on Instagram at J.A. Plosker, or find me through the NobodyGuideToLife.com. Thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. And most of all, thank you for taking this journey with me. I look forward to what's coming next. Keep practicing and have a good week.